You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Next week, One Stone, a student-led high school in Boise, will be premiering Rise, Voice of a New Generation. This documentary chronicles a year in the life of students and coaches as they reimagine the high school experience and commit themselves to disrupting for good. Joining me live in studio to talk more about One Stone and the new documentary Rise are third-year students Ethan Ellis and Tessa Simons, as well as the school's director, Chad Carlson. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Thank you.
So, Chad, I want to start with you, because tell me quickly about One Stone and the idea behind One Stone and this truly being a student-led school.
Yeah. So One Stone has been around since about 2008, and it's a student-led and directed nonprofit organization that started out as an after-school program, really focused on experiential service and learning through experiential service. About 4 years ago, students, they were getting so engaged in what they were doing and the learning they were doing, they thought, why couldn't school be like this? Out of that came the idea of the school itself. And the school started in 2016, in the fall of 2016, with the idea that it would be student-led, student-driven, student-directed. The organization itself has is a student-led board, and so two-thirds or more of the board, governing board, are students. And so the idea behind it really is to help students find a way to make learning more relevant and give them opportunities to explore their passions and interests, which was something that students had found was lacking in their educational experience beforehand.
So, Ethan and Tessa, I want to bring you into the conversation, because you know there are people out there saying, like, well, what are they learning then if they're in charge?
Right. Yes.
So talk to me about what school looks like for you.
Yeah, I can speak to that. School looks very similar to other schools. You come in the morning. You come in the morning and you have your schedule for the day. Schedules are really more, to me, like college courses. So you don't have a bell telling you to get to class. You either show up at class and they give you credit, or you don't, and you don't learn anything. So you're really extremely like independent throughout the entire day at school. We still have classes like math class and biology and humanities and things like that. But it's just the methods that we do it that's a little bit different. Mm-hmm.
And what's appealing to you, Tessa, about a school like One Stone versus a more traditional high school experience?
Right. So my mom is actually a public school teacher, and I have two older sisters that went through the public school system. And so I kind of saw them actually really engaging with their learning and liking what they were doing. And I was not that way. I was really struggling with liking school, and I wanted to. I knew I was really fortunate to be able to go to school and things like that, but I really struggled. I never raised my hand in class. I was there more to talk with my friends and play soccer and hang out versus go to history class and really engage and learn. So I wanted that aspect. I wanted to like learning. And so when this school was proposed, I thought that this would be a great opportunity for me to dive into who I am, what I want to do with my life, because the path that I was going to go down was 4 years of high school, four more years of college, and hopefully I'll figure out what I want to do when I'm in college. And that scared me. Here at One Stone, I've actually been able to really dive into my courses and kind of figure out what I'm interested in and what I want to go down in college. So, yeah.
And so when we have this idea of disrupting for good, explain what that means, Chad.
Yeah. So the idea of disrupting for good, that idea of good has two meanings. So the first of all is the most obvious meaning, where we're out doing things, impacting or affecting change in a positive way, in a positive manner. And for good is everlasting good. And so we're looking at working with both the recipient or the students themselves are impacting their lives and how they understand the world and see themselves in the world. So that idea of good has much more. It has, you know, several different definitions or meanings, both positive and everlasting.
I'm speaking with third-year students at One Stone High School, Ethan Ellis and Tessa Simons, as well as the school's director, Chad Carlson. Talk to me about this documentary. It's called Rise. And it was, as you said, Chad, set in at One Stone, and it followed students for an entire year?
Yeah, so the documentary crew came in about halfway through our first year at the school and just kind of set in and you know, watched us as we went through the motions and what we were doing and came away with, I think, multiple different stories. But the director of the film, John Long, kind of grabbed onto that idea of student voice and the importance of student voice in directing and guiding the learning experience. And so the documentary that we'll see on Tuesday will follow several different students, but then you'll also see the school as a whole and the way in which voice plays a role in both the day-to-day and the programming of the school and the experience that the students have.
And Ethan and Tessa, how do you think your voice has been heard at your school versus maybe in other schools you've been to in the past?
I think my voice has been heard, or my voice has actually been listened to, and there's been real change.
Do you have an example of something that you can point to?
Okay, so actually in the film, it's pretty cool. They talk about a project that I was doing at the time. This project was a 9-week project all around distracted driving in our community and different ways that we can combat that and try to help that problem. So we came up with the idea for an app called Clutch. And it's really interesting to see edits and different pieces from back then and see it now, because Clutch is a business. And as a 18-year-old, I can say that I've started the business. We've been to South by Southwest to present. We've been to Washington, D.C. at Air National Conference to make presentations. We've been working with different state transportation departments. Mm. And it's been a really amazing process where I don't come into the day and say, okay, how's my teacher going to direct me here? I come in and I say, here's what I want to do.
And how do we do that?
Yeah, exactly. And our coaches are there to assist you with that and help you along that process when you're asking, like, so what's an angel investor? Like, you know, some of those big questions. And they can say, okay, here's what that is. So I think that's probably the biggest aspect for me is of how voices are actually heard at the school.
Mm-hmm. And Tessa, would you agree with that? I mean, has your perspective on school changed through this process?
Absolutely. I would say that I feel a lot more confident in answering questions, asking questions, standing up for myself when I don't understand a topic, saying like, hey, wait, can we slow down? I'm really not understanding this piece of this topic. And I feel not ashamed to raise my hand or, you know, stand up and ask questions or talk to other students if I'm struggling and I see that they're doing well, or I'm able to communicate if I understand how I'm or what I'm doing and a student next to me is struggling. I'm able to work with them to help them get to my level. I think that is such an important piece that I was missing before I went to One Stone.
And Chad, this seems like an incredibly unique school and maybe hard for some people to wrap their brains around. But are we seeing other schools like this across the country when it comes to high school?
Yeah, I think we are seeing the rise of a new approach to education and giving students greater agency in the educational process. I think, you know, gone are the days where it's necessary that they kind of go through a set curriculum where, you know, students have a lot to add to their experience and bring a lot to school. And so there's really no reason that we don't tap into those experiences and those passions and those interests. So I do think that this is something that I don't know if it's necessarily a movement, but it's just a direction in which we are heading that I think is going to be a lot more positive for high school students in general.
And very quickly, the movie premieres Tuesday, correct?
Tuesday, April 2nd.
At the Egyptian Theater in downtown Boise.
Yeah, 6 o'clock.
All right. I want to thank you for coming in today. My guests, third-year students at One Stone, Ethan Ellis and Tessa Simons, as well as the school's director, Chad Carlson. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.